KPRN Kansas Annie Ganish MP Jaime Batiste says the past few weeks have been surreal after meeting two of the world's most prominent leaders. Batiste says he was invited by Prime Minister Mark Carney to attend Pope Leo XIV's inaugural Mass in Rome on March 19th, probably because of his religious beliefs and cultural background.
I'd imagine it's not just because I'm a Catholic, but also because I'm Indigenous and Mi'kmaq, and we have a 400-year relationship with the Holy Roman See. We were the first the Mi'kmaq were the first Indigenous group to accept Catholicism in North America. I wrote a book on it, and so these might have been factors that that got me the invites to Rome to be a part of the delegation, but he never told me why I was selected. He was just glad I was there, and I was glad to be there.
Batiste tells Coast Radio he also took the opportunity to discuss reconciliation with some high-ranking Vatican clergy as Rome addresses the historical harms of residential schools operated by the Catholic Church.
You know, I think that, you know, faith is an important part of one's life, whatever one believes. And I think that, you know, for me, it was an honor to go there. It was an honor to be a part of it. It was an honor to speak to cardinals and the bishops about reconciliation, about what we can do next in terms of re-strengthening people's faith out there, especially within Indigenous communities. And, you know, I thought it was great conversations, and I look forward to following up with them and how we can work for more reconciliation efforts on behalf of the Holy See.
He says during the inaugural Mass, he felt humbled to be among the few in close quarters of the Pope during the historical event.
Being able to go to, you know, to Mass and then the Vatican and St. Peter's Square with the police escort on the motorcade, seeing so many different nations, so many different countries all there for this amazing moment. I was about 75 yards away from the Pope during his Mass. It was a beautiful day, and it was very surreal.
When Batiste departed Rome, he said he was already looking forward to being among those in attendance for another gathering with a world leader, King Charles, who read the speech from the throne in Ottawa.
You know what? We were all pretty amazed that he was there. And even if, you know, you don't believe in the monarchy, everyone, you know, kind of got into the moment with how the king and his wife were, you know, on Parliament Hill. They took a horse and carriage over to the Senate. You know, when I was there, people were lined up taking pictures and waiting for hours just to get a good spot to see the king. And so, you know, there's a lot of people in this country who still believe that our monarchy is an important thing. And it was a very, I'd say, rejoiceful time.
Batiste says regardless of the mixed views on the monarchy, the King's attendance sends a message on Canada's sovereignty as it deals with political tension from the U.S., where there has been repeated calls for this country to become the 51st state.
During times of, great uncertainty with our trade relationship with the Americans and all, everything going on in the world, it's good to have allies. It's good to reinforce that Canada isn't alone in this, and that we have allies across the world. And I think that's the message that we're trying to bring, is that, you know, we have to find different trade partners. We have to find different countries that are like-minded to work with, because the next few years are going to be very unstable.
It was the third time that a monarch has read the speech from the throne. The King's mother, Queen Elizabeth II, delivered the speech in Parliament in 1957 and in 1977. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.